This is HPR episode 2903 entitled, What is PMEM? It is hosted by JWP, and is about 8 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Persistent Memory, PMEM, also known as Storage Class Memory.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Good day. My name is JWP, and I want to talk to you about persistent memory, or PMEM, also known as storage class memory. So what is persistent memory? In brief, PMEM is a next generation technology whose data transfer speed is as good as DRAM, about 50 to 300 nanoseconds, 100 times faster than an SSD. Unlike DRAM, it can retain the data after reboots. In detail, persistent memory, PMEM, is a solid-state, high-performance, byte-addressable memory device that resides on the memory bus. Now, that's a key thing for later on. So we're talking about something that resides on the memory bus of the computer. Being on the memory bus allows PMEM to have DRAM access to data, which means that it's nearly the same speed and latency of DRAM and the non-volatility of a NAND flash. So it's called this NVDIMM, a non-volatile dual line in-memory module, and the Intel 3D XPoint DIMMs, also known as Octane DC persistent memory, are two examples of persistent memory technologies. Samsung also makes a memory like this, and we also had HPE also had a memory module like this. Okay, persistent memory such as the Intel Octane DC persistent memory provides a foolproof solution installed alongside traditional RAM. PMEM has many advantages of DRAM, including low latency access, but it comes in greater capacities. Intel Octane DC, for example, is available in 128, 256, and 512 sizes. The benefits of persistent memory. Persistent memory in the data center allows applications to run without incurring latency penalty without going to storage. The main advantages include access to latencies less than that of flash SSDs, and increases the throughput more than flash storage. It's cheaper than DRAM. PMEM is cacheable. And this is a huge advantage over the PCI interconnect, which cannot be cached in the CPU. Real-time access to data allows ultra-fast access to large data sets. And data persists in memory after the power interruption, just like flash. So some of the use cases for persistent memory, fraud detection, cyber threat analysis, web scale personalization, financial training, and Internet of Things, IoT, which is very, very interesting. So let's go a little bit more into the acronyms a little bit. Okay, so it says it's non-volatile double inline memory module. Okay, and this means that it's in a DIMM hardware format. Okay, and then it says Now let's talk about the non-volatile. Non-volatile means you can plug it off and on again, and the information will still be there. So that's the key thing. So it's in a DIM format that allows you to, that has a function to where it'll keep the data there. Okay, and so let's look into persistent memory versus NVRAM. So non-volatile random access memory retains its information even if there's no power. If the power is lost, the data is written to disk. You don't lose the data because it can be recovered from NVRAM. NVRAM uses a backup battery to keep data persistent. During this time, it can flash the data out to the to a flash device that is attached directly. In most cases, NVRAM resides on the PCIe bus. So PMIM or NVDRAM minus N, so that's another acronym. So if you see NVDIM with the minus N, it really means PMIM, can also be backed up by the battery, but it resides on the memory bus. And again, it has the advantages that we talked about before with the being on the memory bus. So where is PMIM going? It's no wonder this sort of in-memory computing has exploded in recent years. According to Gartner, 75% of the cloud-native application development will use in-memory / PMIM computing by 2019. And by 2021, at least 25% of large and global organizations will adopt platforms using in-memory technologies. So what are some of the drawbacks of PMIM? PMIM is a local store. It's on one host. It doesn't really go across many hosts. Host failures can result in loss of availability. In case of catastrophic errors, you may lose all the data and must take manual steps to reformat the PMIM. So that's a basic overview of PMIM and how it works. And again, the leading technology guys are Intel Octane DC. That's one that I'm sort of interested in. And Samsung is actively selling it also. Over the years, there's been several stuff. I mean, it's not a new thing. I mean, even back in the 80-86 days with DOS, I used to have a in-memory disk that I would use sometimes with a Microsoft database. It was incredibly fast. So it's just the evolution of the technology. And again, probably the most interesting is that this resides on the memory bus rather than on the PCI bus. All right, I put all the links in the notes for y'all. And it's if you need anything, please please contact me at jwp5@hotmail.com. Thank you very much. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.